We know what it's like, at least to some degree, what it's like to feel the weight of pressure under difficult circumstances, various levels of stress, or to feel the burden of increasing responsibilities, and especially the burden of sin which we have done. In these situations, especially that last one, where do we find relief? It has to come from the Savior, who said in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." As a Christian, you've been taught where to go. You go to the cross of Christ as the place to bring that burden and leave it with Jesus. This happens on Sundays in the worship service as we confess our sins to God and get from Him, through His representative, the announcement of God's forgiveness in Christ. In that transaction, I'll call it, we leave the burden of sin with Jesus. We lose it in that good sense. This Sunday, when we take the Lord's Supper in the way God intended, it's the same thing. We get to unburden, leave it with Jesus. Every time we have the Bible's assurance that it's still true, that we are justified by God, there's relief in that, rest for our souls, along with a renewed confidence that we are still on excellent terms with God, our Father, all because of His grace, all because of His Son. Now, Jesus also, in the text, brought up this thing called His yoke. In getting rest from the burden of sin, this never becomes a license for you and me to do whatever we please. When He takes away that burden of guilt, He puts something else in its place. What He calls the light, the easy yoke of His word. Let's hear the words again. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The word yoke, spelled Y-O-K-E, is not the egg yolk in the frying pan. Think of a wooden brace, very well constructed, that goes across the upper back of two large animals, oxen, attached to a harness, which pulls the plow or the farmer's wagon. It's quite a picture that you can apply to your spiritual life. When God gave you faith in Christ, He put you into the yoke of His word, harnessed you there so that He can steer you down the path you need to go, the path that I need to go, the path for every believer. Now, what did Jesus say about that? The yoke is easy. His burden is light. Let's think back to yesterday's chapel. Prof. Pfeiffer talking about the truth of God. When the Bible tells you what to believe as that truth, God also gives you the faith to believe it. It happens through the power of the Spirit, and in a way, that makes the yoke easy. When that same Bible tells you what to do and what to avoid as part of your Christian witness, your Christian life, God is there helping you with His strength, His encouragement, so that more and more we live life His way, all because of His help And that makes the burden light. Think of the opposite. What if we became untied, independent of God's control? How long would it take for us to wander off course and find spiritual danger? Probably not long. So the yoke of God's word is always a good thing. It has just enough weight to keep us from drifting. It has just enough weight to hold us on that path of life, which will include faith in his promises and repentance from our sins. If that yoke of the Bible ever seems wearisome or difficult to carry, it's only because our flesh doesn't want to wear it. At the very end of the path, it's the yoke of God's word that will bring you across the finish line with your faith intact, ready to leave this sin-cursed world, ready to embrace the visual presence of our God and be with him always. Let's try a question somewhat different from the first one. I want you to think about this. As a Christian, a follower of Christ, are you free or not free? Or both? Let's go with both. Yes, as a Christian, I am free. You are free from the guilt of sin, the fear of death, the punishment of hell, and the power of Satan. Jesus made all that happen. But at the same time, it's also true that as his follower, I am not free ever to sin at will or to serve myself. I am bound to Christ. I am wrapped up in him by faith, and so are you. So your Christian life is like this modern analogy. I go from a yoke to a railroad track. Think of the train. Train on the rails. The train is not free to veer left or to suddenly go right. If that happens, it's a bad thing. It's a disaster. Crash. Train's done. On the rails, the train is free, however, to go forward and get to the destination. You are that train. God's word would be the railroad track, and Jesus is the engineer. When the Lord reveals the God of grace to us, when he removes that burden of sin and replaces it with the yoke of his word, he gives you true rest for your souls, the only relief that endures to the very end, the only freedom that matters when it counts the most, the only track that brings us home to him. Amen. Let us close today with hymn 364. We'll sing stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5. 1, 2, 3, and 5 of hymn 364.